This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. President Biden will present the Commander-in-Chief Trophy to the Air Force Falcons today. Air Force was the best football team among the teams of the military academies. This is going to take place in the East Room this afternoon. Later in the evening, the president will participate in a reception for the Democrat National Committee. About 250 miles north of Anchorage, Alaska, two U.S. Army helicopters returning from a training flight crashed yesterday with four people aboard, killing three. The fourth is in a hospital in unknown condition. The Army's 11th Airborne Division confirmed the two AH-64 Apache helicopters had crashed near Healy, Alaska. The helicopters were from the 1st Attack Reconnaissance Battalion, 25th Aviation Regiment at Fort Wainwright. Former mayor of Cincinnati and talk show host Jerry Springer has died at the age of 79.
Springer loved the state of Ohio and even ran for governor in the 80s.
Ohio's in a world of hurt. The next governor is going to have to take some heavy risks and face some hard truths. I'm prepared to do that. This commercial should be proof.
Springer's family said he died peacefully at his home in suburban Chicago Thursday after a battle with pancreatic cancer. He also served as the 56th mayor of Cincinnati in 1977. The Jerry Springer Show aired in syndication for 27 seasons from 1991 till 2018. I'm Skip Kelly.
Despite all the turmoil surrounding Russia, Russia's departure from the International Space Program is not set in stone. Last year, shortly after Russia invaded Ukraine, Russian space officials said the nation would leave the ISS partnership sometime after 2024. They said they were going to do it so they could focus on building its own outpost in low Earth orbit. This week, Russia has announced it will support continued operations on the ISS through 2028. Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
A pair of Russian comedians apparently pulled off a prank against the chairman of the U.S. Federal Reserve.
Fed Chairman Jerome Powell reportedly gave an interview to a Russian comedy duo pretending to be Ukrainian President Zelensky in a fake Russian TV broadcast. The central bank confirmed that Powell fell for the pair in January. The BBC reports clips circulating the internet show Powell talking about an intense economic slowdown after the bank tried to calm price increases. A spokesperson for the Fed told The Hill that it was a friendly conversation and no sensitive or confidential matters were talked about. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Former Vice President Mike Pence testified yesterday before a grand jury investigating January 6. This is the first time in modern political era that a vice president has given testimony in an investigation on a president they served alongside. Smith was appointed by Attorney General Merrick Garland last year to investigate Trump in multiple cases. Trump is campaigning for president again in the key early voting state of New Hampshire.
During his rally speech in Manchester, Trump railed against President Biden.
Next year, we're going to make history together when we win New Hampshire primary for the third straight time.
He added, calling Biden grossly incompetent and a threat to democracy. He said the 2024 presidential election will be a choice between strength and weakness. I'm Dave Collins.
Thanks for listening. Lance Pry, USA News.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Told you up front it wasn't going to be easy, but thank you for joining in. I mean, we have to be more determined than ever. I mean, you listen to these two interviews that we did in the first hour, Rebecca Terrell and Dr. Ron Martinelli. I mean, look at it. If that doesn't shock you into reality, I mean, this is what we've reduced ourselves to. You know, the land of the free, home of the brave. I mean, that we've been sold out, ladies and gentlemen. And this is no longer a government of, for, by, we the people. You've known that for a long time. It has become a government of, for, by the elites. And they are running all the institutions and letting go of a wrecking ball through all that we hold precious. John Fleetwood joins us now. He's the managing editor for American Faith. Hey, John, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Bill. Doing great. How you doing, sir?
Hey, I'm doing fine. I we're just trying to raise the level of awareness for our audience, John, so that they realize that the danger is no longer existential. It is imminent. It's clear and present, isn't it?
It is, and it is ubiquitous, if I can use such a term. It is everywhere, and unfortunately, the powers that be are everywhere. And it's a good day because we can track it, Bill. You know, we can see the connections with these organizations, like the World Economic Forum and BlackRock, which I think are implicated in what happened with Tucker Carlson's ouster, frankly. He was outed Monday, as everybody knows. It's been making headline after headline. I think it may have been the result of negative influence from BlackRock. They're a major.
Well, look how much stock did they buy in what, a day or two before? You know, Tucker was. Yeah, I mean, they already had a lot of stock in Fox anyway. But then they became what, a 15% stockholder.
Yeah, and this is something people have to understand. People have to grasp what BlackRock is, because they started in. Around the 80s, they started getting larger, 90s, bigger, 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 and then in the 2000s, they just blew up. They're a financial asset manager, so it's not their job to make a widget, or, you know, they don't make a product. Their business is to own other businesses, and they handle investments. And as a large institutional investor and shareholder across every major industry, by the way, from banking, credit cards, insurance, to big tech. They own all the big tech companies. They own everything. That includes news media. So BlackRock has secured significant positions in the parent companies of not only Fox News, but CNN, ABC News, NBC News, CBS, the New York Times, even Yahoo News. If you name a mainstream news source, BlackRock owns it. And that's important. Why? Because BlackRock ensures that the companies it owns, controlling shares of, promote certain ideologies. BlackRock CEO Larry Fink has said, this is a quote, behaviors are going to have to change, and this is one thing we are asking companies. You have to force behaviors at BlackRock. We are forcing behaviors. So Harvard Business Review has also explained that, shareholders like BlackRock, they own the corporation, and by virtue of their status as owners, have ultimate authority over that business. So here's your point. In February 2023, BlackRock announced that it had increased its investment in Class A Fox Corporation, who owns Fox News, stock to 15%, as you said rightly, Bill. Mm-hmm. And that's according to a Tuesday report from Forbes. So this isn't something we picked out of the sky. This is coming right from Forbes, one of the foremost, you know, financial news sources out there. And that potentially, I'm not saying this is what happened, but I'm saying that gives BlackRock enough power over Fox News' parent company to push Carlson out the door. I mean, even the Forbes piece says this. The Forbes piece explains that Carlson, quote, often provided a platform on his show for the anti-ESG movement. Now, ESG stands for Environmental, Social, and Governance, as your audience knows, Bill, because you're always talking about this, which is it's the climate change narrative mixed with like the civil rights stuff and
social justice, white, all that, you know, stuff. White, exactly,
right. Social justice, it's all mm-hmm. that mixed into one, and they're pushing that globally for a reason, Bill. As you know, it's a method. They don't actually believe in this. How often does Larry Fink, CEO of BlackRock, you know, fly around on his jets, you know, spewing all this, as they say, this carbon dioxide into the air, massive carbon footprints? They don't actually believe this ESG stuff or this climate change stuff. They just push it on us so that they can have more power and control over us. But the Forbes says that Carlson went against ESG, and that's obviously something that would irk BlackRock. So my hypothesis is you have BlackRock, who's in league with the World Economic Forum, by the way. That's where this comes down to. It's not like, oh, BlackRock bad. It's that BlackRock has the power over all of these companies, even beer companies. Even you're seeing these makeup companies that you're seeing in the news. They have control over this. But why is that bad? It's because BlackRock is an official partner of the World Economic Forum. That's the international think tank that connects world government leaders with international businesses in order to advance their unified globalist agenda. They call it globalization, and the WEF and its allies are spearheading the worldwide Great Reset, as your audience knows about, at the end of which the organization promises, this is a direct quote from their literature, you will own nothing and be happy. So the WEF and its partners, this is on the WEF's website, quote, are the driving force behind the forum's programs. So the WEF is sort of the top of this pyramid, as you can kind of think of it like a pyramid. You put the WEF at the top because they've got all the government leaders. The head of the WEF, Klaus Schwab, has said he has penetrated the cabinets. That's a direct quote of all the world governments. So he's got Macron. They've even got Putin and Zelensky at the same time being partners at the World Economic Forum in South America, Africa. They've got Trudeau, they've got Biden, they've got John Kerry. They've got all of them. And what they're doing, Bill, at the World Economic Forum is fascism. It's globalized fascism. They're uniting these government leaders with all of these businesses in order to advance their agenda. That's how everything's being coordinated right now. And in my opinion, it's a good hypothesis that this could be a good reason why Tucker Carlson was ousted, because he's hitting on too many of these things and bashing the ideologies and the agenda that these elites are trying to push on us.
Well, because Carlson, like us, we believe in liberty, freedom for all, life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness. That Constitution thing, you know, that some of us, you know, defended and went to war for, you know, so that we would enjoy, right? And so that's an encumbrance. This is why they hate Donald Trump. Anything that has to do with America first interrupts, you know, their vision of the World Economic Forum and a one world government. So, of course, they're going to annihilate us and do everything they can, you know, to force us out to take full control. But, hey, our hope is the American people. The light on a shining hill is not totally out. And I think we still have an opportunity here. John Fleetwood is with us. Our conversation continues right after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
If your refrigerator, your washer, your dryer, or any other major appliance in your home breaks right now, do you have an extra $1,000 laying around to fix it or buy a new one? And hey, that's on the low end. Wouldn't you rather spend a dollar a day and make sure all the major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced? Then call the Home Service Club right now for a free quote and a free month. Trust us, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You could spend a dollar a day and have the peace of mind and the coverage for all your major appliances. Or you could be prepared to shell out thousands of dollars or more without protection. So call right now and get a free quote and a free month. Call right now.
800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. That's 800-238-9153.
You know, it's almost like America is becoming, you remember that movie Broadcast News, you know, people sticking their head out the window, I've had it and I can't stand it, I'm not taking this anymore. John Fleetwood, it's like America is at that point.
I mean, because at every turn, I mean, how, you know, as you say, it's so pervasive, it's insidious, it's just flat out evil. And, you know, I think that, you know, the governor of Arkansas, Governor Sanders, had pointed out and said, you know, it's not normal. You know, that's crazy. But the fact of the matter is you've got to translate it into the next level. And you and I, being spiritual humanoids that we are, we look at it from a spiritual context as well. And we go, no, this is just a battle of good and evil. It's that clear. And the mainstream media isn't going to talk about it in that context. I mean, the kind of stuff that's being, you know, thrust upon our kids, the human trafficking. Now, you know, Marjorie Taylor Greene is saying, you know, the Biden family is involved in human trafficking. And there's 2,000 pages, you know, noting all this. I mean, this is pretty dramatic stuff. And as, you know, we continue to experience the effects and the ill effects, I might say, of the Biden administration. Wow, this is just, you know, it's just getting to the point where people are going to say, hey, enough already.
Yeah, and it's a good point about evil. Even though the left doesn't like it when we use terms like that because they're biblical, although they're the ones telling us that capitalism is evil, that if you're pro-life, you're evil. If you're Christian, you're evil. If you're white, you know, you're evil. If you're Christian... But the thing is, everything they do is like the opposite of the Bible, which is like if you're a detective and, you know, you see some people over here and they're going along with what a book says. OK, that's really obvious. But then you got another group over here that's doing the exact opposite of what that book says. Mm-hmm. Everything lines up. It's like they want to do the exact opposite of what this book says. It's like if you're a detective, you'd be like, OK. There's something going on here where even this group that's saying they're opposed to this book, namely the Bible, they're doing everything opposite. It's like God's the number one. They reject God. They hate God. Mm-hmm. But number two, it's like God creates life. You know, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, right? And God makes, you know, plant life and animals and then mankind that he creates in his own image, kind of the crown of creation. Well, the left, they want to take away life. Mm-hmm. They want to do abortions. I mean, how many abortions are there? There were, let's see, CDC, I'm looking at this right now. In 2020, there were 620,000, more than 620,000 abortions in the United States. That's incredible. More than 500,000 of these preborn humans that are created in the image of God, knit in their mother's womb, beautiful.
And you're not even considering chemical abortions because they're not tracking on that. All you're doing is reading out the abortions, and that's a rough estimate because of HIPAA laws and all the other stuff that the abortionist factories have been trying to hide from us. So that's a rough estimate. But, you know, we know 63 million plus, and then, you know, experts are saying there's probably another 40% more that have been aborted through chemical abortion. So, yes, this is absolute evil. And when you look through the history of man, you know, we're following suit as other you know, similar to other cultures and other nations who are now extinct.
Well, and look what they're doing with food, Bill. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're trying to regulate meat. I guarantee you that's coming. They're trying to do all of this, you know, the FedNow system that if you want to buy something on Amazon, it's got to go through the government. The government's going to start. The government is going to start. This isn't like out in the future. They're going to start tracking what we buy. They're going to outlaw cash. That's why they're trying to move to this Fed coin. They want to do some kind of Bitcoin-like currency that the Federal Reserve, that the U.S. government, the nefarious people in charge of the government want to track everything we buy in the name of climate change. That's why they're all this weird stuff with cattle, Bill. They're coming after meat. They're coming after eggs. Bill, they even said rice. They want to outlaw rice. No joke. This is me. I sound like Biden. No joke. This is... they want to outlaw rice because they say it releases too much. Who knows what they're saying? And it's going to, you know, you got Al Gore. It's going to destroy the world in another 10 years. Like he's always saying, and he's always wrong. You know, this incorrect prophet. Why don't we drive him out of town? Like he's
exactly. Yeah. Why are we paying attention? Exactly. Why are we paying attention to him and all these others that are destroying, destroying our world, destroying our country, but yet we still give him place.
So it's our food, Bill. They want to get rid of the healthiest kind of food, eggs. They want to get rid of eggs, or they want to put eggs, by the way, are crazy nutritious. The cholesterol, the good fats that are in there, all the vitamins and minerals, all the zinc that's in there is good for health. And they want to get rid of the chickens. They want to get rid of the beef, and they want us to eat this synthetic beef that's made of plastics and 3D printed. It's all mainstream stuff. And then the vaccines and all the trouble that it's causing, right? It's like, and the human trafficking, like you talk about, it's like with the human trafficking, the vaccines, the food, the abortion, it's like everything this elite cabal is trying to push on us, it's anti-life and it's anti-human. I am pro-human. I even want the left. I want them to thrive. And I know you do too. It's like what we're up against, like you say, it's just pure evil, pure evil.
Well, and this is what the left has been able to do. And progressives have us at each other's throats. We're no longer the United States. We're the un-United States of America. We have been bifurcated. COVID helped seal the deal on this, you know, putting us against one another as opposed to us being united. Could you imagine, John, if we had been united during the COVID pandemic, how much better off we would have been? But the institutions and the Dr. Fauci's, the WHO, Mark Zuckerberg, Facebook, all those, you know, pig piled in such a way to divide us, to keep us at distance, you know, from one another, to keep us masked up and scared out of our wits so that they could manipulate and control us.
Well, and Bill, it's like, when Biden announced that he's going to run in 2024 with that ridiculous video, the couple minute video, it's like, why are you doing it that way? Well, he didn't address real concerns like the rising inflation, like crime, like a border crisis, a proxy war in Ukraine, collapse of the U.S. dollar, supremacy of the world's currency, a growing global threat in BRICS that poses to American economic and political dominance. Biden said that what he's against are these so-called MAGA extremists. So for Biden, the enemy is apparently not inflation or a drug crisis or China-Russia alliance. It's his own countrymen who happen to vote Republican.
Yeah, 40-50% of the country. Yeah, and they've already killed women. You know, woman doesn't even exist. And now with everything else, you know, Title IX, what they've done. So, I mean, what's left for the Democratic Party to support? You know, trans people are, less than 2%. LGBTQ, put them all together, you know, maybe 5-6% roughly. I know some want to give a bigger number than that. I just don't go along with that. But that's okay. But still, you know, the Democratic Party is just going to, you know, policy themselves out of existence, and the sooner the better, so that maybe we can get control of this country and save this country and save the world, John, because the world needs America to be strong.
Right. I mean, and what is a MAGA extremist? It's like cutting taxes, right? Having putting off a strong image to the world so that we had no wars under Trump.
You're right. Right.
Right, under the Republican president.
Being energy independent, having your borders secure, you know, controlling these world leaders so they're not firing missiles, all that. Yeah, more people at work, a robust economy. But no, you know, 80 million people in this country said, no, that was too good. They were undeserving, and we needed to be... We needed to be energy dependent. We needed to experience inflation so that, you know, suddenly our costs would go up, you know, $5,000-$6,000 a year, at least, just for starters. Thank you very much.
Pro-human life is extreme. Call me extreme.
Yeah, I'm with you. Well, it is. It's a battle of good versus evil. And you need to figure out what side you're on, ladies and gentlemen. And there's a clear distinction. There's no guessing about it anymore. John Fleetwood, he's the managing editor for American Faith. John, as always, appreciate the time. God bless you. Take care.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-247-1498. That's 800-247-1498.
USA News Update. President Biden will present the Commander-in-Chief Trophy to the Air Force Falcons today. Air Force was the best football team among the teams of the military academies. This is going to take place in the East Room this afternoon. Later in the evening, the President will participate in a reception for the Democrat National Committee. About 250 miles north of Anchorage, Alaska, two U.S. Army helicopters returning from a training flight crashed yesterday with four people aboard, killing three. The fourth is in a hospital in unknown condition. The Army's 11th Airborne Division confirmed the two AH-64 Apache helicopters had crashed near Healy, Alaska. The helicopters were from the 1st Attack Reconnaissance Battalion, 25th Aviation Regiment at Fort Wainwright. Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. We are USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
About the facts here on the show. We're committed to the facts because in the absence of fact, opinion rules. A lot of opinions flying around, and I get it. You know, sometimes we have to start out with an opinion, a theory, a hypothesis in order to get to the real issue of what we're dealing with. But we've had enough experience, I believe, to see what is happening to our country. And it is not consistent with the values as they are enumerated and documented in our Constitution. But if we're constitutionally ignorant, then the left, the ruling elite, gets to have their way with us. And we're so quick to subordinate our liberty. And the price we pay when we do that is just, it's devastating. Look what's happening at every turn. Whether, you know, it's our family units, our marriages, our kids, how they're being subjected to this kind of evil. This is not the America that we grew up with. It's the America we have right now, though. And, you know, I know it's been said that in a republic, in a democratic republic, we get the government that we deserve. Maybe this is what we're dealing with. But also, I would say that experience defines preference. Now, is this the kind of government that you want, not only for yourself, but for your kids and the generations to follow? You know, we would hope that what we would turn over to the next generation is something, you know, something better than what we had. And it's all right now being deconstructed quite dramatically in short order here. It's amazing what, I mean, forget about, you know, what Barack Obama did for 8 years. We got a little reprieve, thank God, with Donald Trump. I mean, you imagine if Hillary Clinton would have been elected, where we'd be at now? Maybe on one hand, it might have been better because we'd have been just used to suffering. Because we would just had all these ongoing years of suffering and the elites rising up and protecting themselves. And maybe we'd be a little bit more conditioned had we not had Donald Trump. But thank God we did, because it's helping to clarify the clear distinction between, you know, what it is to be a free people and being captured, you know, by a government that is not about serving the people, but being served. You know, they're the ruling elites. They're the protected ones. You know, Second Amendment, right? No. We need to have our guns because we're special people and we need to be protected. I mean, the arrogance of these people when they go in and they enact gun control and what they're telling their constituents. Well, I'll tell you, a lot of people are going to be moving out of these states, and deservedly so. I mean, why would you want to endanger yourself and your family by staying in a state that wants to he wants to take your guns away, wants to take your first line of defense away, your immediate line of defense? You know, and they're doing this on the heels of spending how many years in this rallying cry of defunding police and what they've done to these local communities and how vulnerable they have made them, you know, through all these chants and that they're throwing out there. Are you safer now as a result of these ideas that have been brought to you by these blue states, by these Democratic governors and these Democratic controlled state offices? I mean, wow. This is, and then as if that's not enough, then we have this incursion of millions of migrants coming in that their alliance and allegiance is not with the United States of America. They've got wristbands that tell you who their allegiance is. You know, they belong to the cartels. And as Dr. Ron pointed out, here we are. I mean, we're cartels today are transnational. Don't think it's just south of the border. They're well entrenched within the United States of America. And as I mentioned, I think when I was looking at that map that indicated where the cartels have operations in the United States, I think it's about every state of the union, except for maybe 8. Okay, they have an infrastructure already set up to move drugs, to human traffic people, to do things that work for their interests, not for America, but for their interests. And here we are, we've got a government in place and a president in place that are doing everything they can to be complicit with the cartels. I mean, to me, it's just so obvious that this is what's happening. I mean, you can watch Mayorkas and he's lying through his teeth and telling you, oh, no, it's not it's not an open border. That's not it. Well, what do you call it? I mean, let's not parse words here. I mean, we've got millions of people since Joe Biden has come into office that have come in that are here illegally in this country. And they are not beholden to the United States of America. They're beholden to the cartels that brought them here. And guess what those cartels want? It's not in the best interest of America if you haven't figured that out yet. Already, Maria Espinosa, International Remembrance Organization, reminds us that in every state of the Union, an illegal immigrant has killed an American citizen. Okay, maybe it wasn't your daughter, maybe it wasn't your son, so it maybe just doesn't matter enough because it wasn't your daughter and your son. But can you not see it? This is where it all begins. The Democratic Party has done everything they can to put a wrecking ball through the institutions that we know and love, that we used to believe in, that now we have our doubts. We wonder what's going on. I mean, look what's happening to our family units, how our families are being dismembered, marriages, our kids, our educational system, solid institutions at one time that we believed in, had faith in. Now we don't know what to believe. Now they want to, you know, open up bathrooms to everybody just because you feel like a different sex. And which is, to me, it's ironic because here's a party that doesn't even want to define what a woman is. This is absurd. And I guess that goes along with their position on Title IX, that, you know, girls just have to suck it up, I guess. They just have to understand that they're going to compete against males. So what if the guy's wearing a beard? He says he's a woman, you know, for that competition. And I don't know if they're going to allow them to vacillate to where, you know, maybe some competitions they decide, okay, I'm going to compete against women here in this competition. Okay, the other competition, I may be competing with men. This is absurd on its head, okay? But we don't want to call it for what it is, you know, because we want to be accommodating. We want to be sensitive. But in the process of doing that, as my old mentor used to say, sometimes you can be so open-minded, your brains fall out. I mean, this is how academic this is and how absurd this is. And, of course, you know, what has to happen, as John Fleetwood was suggesting, is that because of this contradiction and because of this conflict, then, you know, the left has to come after people of faith. How dare you believe the Bible? How dare we believe the Bible? The Bible, which spells out the infrastructure for our society and everything so that it would go well for us. I mean, you're going to tell me that, you know, somebody in the trans community created the heavens and the earth? They're the ones that they came up with all these great ideas? They're the ones that feed all the birds? I don't think so. Come on. Let's get real. Almighty God is the one. And Almighty God is the one who laid out the infrastructure and the plan for us to be fruitful, to multiply, and to live a fruitful life. God laid it out for us. And our founding fathers, you know, what did they know? They didn't know any better. You know, they're okay. Why not? Let's just do, you know, like my kids used to say, why don't you just do what God says? And the founding fathers came together and said, okay, hey, novel idea. Let's do what God says. They lay out this plan and the roots of our U.S. Constitution comes from Judeo-Christian principles. Right off the bat, the Ten Commandments. But no, you know, oh my goodness, we got to have separation of church and state. Let's get the Ten Commandments, get that out of here. We can't allow the Ten Commandments to be in schools. And look what happened ever since they did that. Can you not connect the dots and understand the parallel here? We turned our back on God, and we're paying an incredible price, ladies and gentlemen. And the United States of America was created and came from an idea based on the fundamentals of what God has shown us time and again.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you heard about Vine to Bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Welcome back. Bill Martinez with you at 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Nicole Hunt is back with us. She's the attorney and life issues analyst for Focus on the Family. Hey, Nicole, good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning. Happy to be here with you.
Hey, good to be here to talk about the abortion pill. We've discussed this morning and all week long as well as this has been coming up to help people understand you know, SCOTUS's position on the abortion pill, and really to help people understand, you know, what it's all about. That you know, it's more than one pill; it's two pills. It's a procedure that is taking place, this chemical abortion process. And maybe you can explain to our audience, maybe justifiably why the Supreme Court didn't take it up.
Yeah, this is such an important conversation to be having because we need to understand the context of how these conversations and how these arguments are taking place. And the first thing to be mindful of is that, yes, the abortion pill is a regimen of two pills, actually. And really, it's what it's referred to is a medication or a chemical abortion. And there's people who would go in and get a surgical abortion, and that's when, you know, the doctor is physically removing parts of a baby. But a chemical abortion is actually something that comes off as sounding safer, but it's really not. And mm-hmm. and the abortion lobby likes to make it sound like it's safe, but it's not safe. In fact, the incidence of adverse reactions and medical complications are 4 times higher for chemical abortions, for the abortion pill, than they are for surgical abortions. And why it's mm-hmm. so important that we understand this is that right now, more women in America today are having chemical abortions, are taking abortion pills, than they are getting surgical abortions. It's over 50% more. And wow. So what we need to understand is that this is the way that most people are having abortions in America today. And what we see is that it's very risky for women. In fact, that's why the district court in Texas ruled that the FDA did not follow the correct procedures, that they let things slide, that they didn't look mm-hmm. at all of the consequences for women's safety back in 2000. And of course, now under the current administration, they're really trying to get around the Dobbs decision by making these pills available to women who are in states that ban abortion, by making it available over the mail. So it's all very, very relevant to what's happening. And it's all part of the bigger game of the abortion lobby, which is to make these pills accessible to as many women as possible now that Roe has been overturned.
You know, maybe this is why the Democratic Party has seared their understanding for what a woman is.
Because if you don't know what a woman is, then anything that complicates their life or is problematic as a result of any of their policies, it can't be that bad, right? Because women as an entity, they can't define, they ignore, and the damage they're doing to women. And for those of us who still want to protect the gender, you know, we're idiots. But like you said, they've lied to the women from the get-go. I mean, this has been going on for, you know, a couple of decades with this pill, and the FDA has really failed women. And how callous that they would not be concerned. I mean, the reason that Roe v. Wade got turned and turned back to the states is because of 50 years of experience of, you know, against the big lie that was put out there by the abortion industry and the Democratic Party saying it was going to be safe and rare. Well, it hasn't been anything but that. Listen to the voices of America's women that are telling you the truth of how horrific this is. And this is just in the normal, and I say normal, in what we know to be the abortion process, you know, the physical, tearing apart of a child in a woman's womb, and we're not even considering chemical abortion. And here you've got another lie where they tell these women, oh, it's just like taking Tylenol. Right?
Oh, yeah, and it certainly isn't. I mean, as we mentioned, it's a two-step process. So that first pill, that's the pill that's really being argued today, and it's under strict scrutiny now. And that pill, what it does is it blocks progesterone, which is the hormone that allows the baby to continue to grow, and that eventually kills the baby. Mm-hmm. So it stops the growth of the baby and kills the baby. And then the second pill is the pill that causes the woman to, you know, start to have contractions, and then she delivers, right, and a dead baby. And so it is, this pill is nothing like Tylenol. It is the intention
you're in your life. Nicole, you're in your home, okay, your apartment, young girls, and next thing you know, you are pushing out this baby.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine the horror that a woman must feel in the privacy of her home going through this, not you know, having a doctor nearby, even knowing for sure how far along she is, even in her pregnancy, in too many cases, which we know becomes problematic because these chemical abortion pills, the guidelines are you have to take this pill inside of 10 weeks of pregnancy, right? Mm-hmm. Anything beyond that, then the complications just begin to mount up and it becomes more and more dangerous.
And these women, you know what they're told? First of all, yes, it turns every woman's bathroom into an abortion clinic. And, of course, women, you're in your bathroom every single day. So every time you're there, you're reminded of this, really traumatic event that took place right there. And then the second thing that's really important to note is that these women, you know, are told by those who provide abortion pills that if you have any problems, or if you're feeling like you need to be seen, you need to go to the ER and you need to tell them that you're having a miscarriage. Yeah. So there's not even really accurate data that's being reported because they're not coming in saying, I started the abortion pill and now I'm having complications. They're going in and saying, I'm having a miscarriage and now I need help. So the data that's coming out is not accurate about how very unsafe these pills are.
And think about what the procedure would be if it's a miscarriage versus a chemical abortion. So now the doctors have to find out, you know, as they're doing the process, okay, this isn't a miscarriage, you know, because there's different, I would imagine, you might know better than I do, certainly, Nicole, that the procedure for somebody having a miscarriage versus a chemical abortion would require a different modality or something, wouldn't it?
Well, and the truth is that there are women who have certain types of reactions to different kinds of chemicals in their body. Like, not every woman is the same. So each woman's body is going to react differently to the toxins that are going into their body. What they're putting into their body is a type of, you know, chemical that kills a baby. And so unless these women are honest about what they've actually ingested, the truth is that they are taking their own lives into their own hands because doctors can't treat what they don't know is happening. But yet, the abortion lobby is still advising them not to be honest about what's in their body and what has taken place.
Can you imagine? I mean, you're telling your constituency to lie to the medical professionals who are there to help you. I mean, I mean, well, I've been using this word, and it's almost overused this morning, and that is this, this is evil. This is just flat-out evil. I don't know what else to call it.
I think another lie that we need to be mindful of that the abortion lobby is pushing, in the past, of course, they've always said, this is about women's rights, women's rights, women's rights. Well, I'll tell you what, in Colorado, they're finally saying the quiet part out loud. They're saying this is about protecting abortion, and I'll tell you why. There is a procedure called the abortion pill reversal treatment. So women who start the first pill, if they change their mind before they take that second pill, and within 72 hours of taking the first one, they can get in touch with doctors who will give them a treatment, and it's a treatment of progesterone, the hormone that is being suppressed. It's a treatment of progesterone, and that treatment has an over 60% success rate of saving these babies' lives for women who change their mind. Well, here in Colorado, they just passed a law, and it became enacted 2 weeks ago, that says that abortion pill reversal treatment is illegal in the state of Colorado, oh, wow. Saying that women do not have a right to choose life for their babies.
Unbelievable. That option has been taken off the table for them.
It has. Now, within hours, that law was challenged, and it's actually being challenged by a Colorado Catholic health clinic that offers abortion pill reversal treatment. So right now, they're in the middle of making their way through legal arguments, but the U.S. District Court, they enacted a temporary restraining order on that law as it pertains only to that clinic. So for now, any women in Colorado, if you need to try to reverse the abortion that you started, the chemical abortion, you can contact Ella Health and Wellness, and they can help you get the treatment that you need. But it is being fought out in the court system in Colorado, and I expect that we might even see this make its way all the way to the Supreme Court.
Nicole, you have one facility that is authorized to distribute the pill in all of Colorado.
So I
guess they could send the pill in the mail, but here you are when you're looking to reverse an abortion to have this pill. I think time is sensitive, isn't it?
And here's what we need to know: the abortion lobby, if it gets its way and this law is upheld in Colorado, they will soon be coming to the states. All of the states where all of your listeners are, and they'll be trying to pass similar laws like this in all 50 states.
Well, I thought it was about women's health.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And that's the big lie, because if it was really about women's health or even women's choice, they would respect the right of a woman to choose to save her baby's life if she has a change of heart.
And of course, sadly, we've heard stories. I was in the presence of she's now an attorney, and she was in college and went to an abortion facility and decided that at the last minute, no, she didn't want to go through with it. And they held her down and executed the abortion against her will anyway.
Wow.
I mean, it's heartbreaking.
Wow.
You know, what has happened? And this is just one of many stories like this. In this country today, and this is what death brings. You know, this is what happens when you don't choose life, right? Sadly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nicole Hunt for Focus on the Family. Nicole, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate it. Take care. God bless.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you a business owner?